Once upon a time, there were heroes, and the world was filled with magic. Now, some of those heroes were big. Some heroes were small. Some heroes were as fat as oxes, and others as slim as ferrets. Some heroes carry big weapons, and others use only their minds. There are lots of different types of heroes, whether fat, thin, tall, or short. Despite their differences, they all do pretty much the same thing, and that's help people. Well, there was that one time a hero killed a bunch of defenseless goblin babies, but that's probably just a blip in the system. Right? But helping people? That's nice, isn't it? Helping people? That's a worthy cause, you could say. And you'd be right. Our hero, the one we're going to hear about today, can be described in no other way than the equivalent of a fat ferret. Remember the analogy at the start? You don't? Okay, I'll rewind. Some heroes were as fat as oxes, and others as slim as ferrets. Better? The reason that's important is because our hero doesn't fit into a neat little box or type of fuzzy animal. He's wholly different. And sometimes, being different is what makes us a hero. Look at me jabbering on. You probably came into this expecting some hardcore orc on listener action. Silly me. I'll fast forward. No. Sorry, too far. Still getting used to the controller. 1 second. Here we go. It's a warm night. The air was buzzing with warmness and flies and other things that buzz around at night. You were on the long walk to the quiet town of Greyhaven. Your feet are tired, your knees are stiff, and your ears are focusing on the buzzing. Oh, what was that? That was one of those sounds you really don't want to hear when you're out alone in the middle of nowhere. It could be anything, really. Robbers, brigands. Maybe it's a wandering night, or maybe it's wolves. It's definitely wolves. Well, this wasn't the way I was expecting the story to end. Bugger. If only there was someone to run in and save the day, to save you from the ferocious pack of ferocious wolves. I said, if only there was someone to save you from the ferocious pack of ferocious wolves. Quiet. Yes? You're up. Oh, shit. Sorry. If only there was someone, some big burly hero to save you from these ferocious wolves. In a great motion, a giant figure bombards out of the forest and into the path. They swing a giant great club as effortlessly as, well, a really effortless thing. The great club connects with the largest wolf of the pack, and he is knocked to the side by the force. While the blow was mighty, the wolf wasn't killed, and quickly got to his feet once more. The figure squares up. You see its enormity in front of you, a shadow as large as the moon, before it cranes forwards and...
Go away!
Unlike the blow of the great club, the voice that emanates from the shadowy stranger proved more than enough to convince the wolves that they weren't as hungry as they first thought. With tails tucked between their legs, the wolves slunk away back into the night. For you, gentle listener, that joy of being out of danger was short-lived. you quickly realise that one danger had been replaced with another. The shadowy stranger, the giant, intimidating stranger, whose voice alone was enough to send a pack of wolves scarpering, was now stood in front of you. With the motion of an avalanche happening in slow motion, the figure slowly starts to turn.
Hey!
The voice that emanates from the giant figure is singularly opposed to what it should be. As it turns, you see the shape and form of a giant orc standing in front of you. The impressive ripple of a broad and muscular chest meets your gaze first. But what really catches your eye is the smiling, slightly goofy grin of a puppy. A big, green puppy.
Hey!
The strange giant puppy says again. Unbeknownst to you, the listener, our hero Quirt was not too good in social interactions outside of the norm. Much like a spider confronted with a giant hand, Quirt did what he knew to do in a first encounter, which was to say hi until the other party said hi back.
Hi,
he said with a little more force this time. You should really say hi back, for his sake. The big green orc looked almost relieved when the single syllable was uttered. The giant bulk of the orc visibly relaxed. Remember the slow-mo avalanche analogy? Yeah, that's still a good one.
Are you okay? I heard those woofers kicking up a storm and I thought I'd investigate. You're lucky I found you. They'd have torn you to be...
Yeah, social interaction. Bear with him.
Not that he would have. I'm sure you could have handled yourself, but
In what was a very sudden gesture, as if the avalanche cascading down the mountain suddenly remembered that slow motion was something reserved only for big screens, Quirt extends his giant hand.
I'm Quirt. Nice to meet you.
You extend your own to shake his hand, but reflexively he grabs yours before you can grip and shakes it up and down joyously.
A pleasure to make your acquaintance. It's getting dark, and I don't know how long it will be before those big fluffs remember there's more of them than us. Why don't you come back to my home? It's not far.
In any other circumstance, you would have felt wary about accompanying a big, intimidating half-orc back to his accommodation. But you remember the clip I played earlier, don't you?
Clip?
And on they went, into the woods, back to Quirt's humble abode.
There you go. Hot broth for a cold night. Drink up.
The murky liquid that Quirt handed to you looked suspiciously suspect. Upon lifting it to your lips, tasted rather good.
Rat broth is my favourite. Sometimes a rat is just what you need after a hard day's work. I should probably introduce myself. I'm Quirt, short for Squirt. I'm a bard. I know, bards aren't normally half-orc shaped, but here I am. I travel the wide world, delighting people with my stories. They're very good. Maybe you've heard of one of them? Does the tale of the half-eaten biscuit ring a bell? No? Or how about the gnome with the terrible trouser snake? That one is one of my more popular ones.
At that moment, Quirt's face did something that was a mixture of winking and blinking. Something you could only really describe as a... wonk.
Perhaps you'd like to hear one. A story and supper? What better way to spend the night?
I could think of a few things I'd rather be doing.
I think I'll begin with one of my favourites, the Wolf King and his pups. That strikes me as being fitting.
Yeah, let me just,
3, 4, 5 whole fingers. All the way up there. Telephone pole.
gaped so wide. And with a final thrust, the king was filled with everything he had truly desired. The end. What did you think? Racy, right? I tend to save that one for the adult audiences. All this talking has me spent. You don't want any more broth? No, that's fine. More for me. We should sleep. The nights get cold in this region, so if you would welcome the company, we can share our warmth for the night.
Ugh, finally.
I will understand if you're hesitant, but I mean you no harm. Bodies are warmer when they're together. Think of me as a big green bed warmer.
The irony of the statement was lost on Quirt. The half-orc's words rang true, and whilst you weren't 100% behind the idea, the cool night air, the rush of a near-death experience, the sight of a handsome half-orc, and a weird tingling in your mouth from the broth, made you feel compliant and safe.
Oh, excellent. Come along, snuggle buddy. I normally sleep in the nude, but because you don't know me, I'll keep my britches on. All good?
The muscular half-orc stood, mountain, avalanche, yada yada, and took off his tunic. His muscles glistened in the moonlight, and next to the flickering fire, an amber glow washed across his features. He caught you looking and did the wonk thing again. Soon, he was laid out on the furs he kept as a bed, and opened his arms invitingly.
Come on, I'll freeze to death if you wait any longer.
Hesitantly, you took off your own tunic. You were very aware of Quirt's gaze on you. Less predatory in nature, and more the watchful eye of a dog watching where his master will throw the ball. Soon, you were half naked, and tentatively approached the half-orc. Your knees trembled with anticipation. Suddenly, a large green hand reached towards you and pulled you downwards, quickly to wrap you in a large fur and press a large slab of chest against your back.
Snuggle buddies,
the orc whispered, more to himself than anyone.
I'm glad I made your acquaintance today, little traveller. Nights on my own get cold and lonely. Well, there are the manners, but they get lost so often. Are you warm enough? Good. I like being close to someone like this. Reminds me of, well, it reminds me of something. Tell me, do you have a family name? Oh, that's nice. I don't have a surname. I'm just Squirt. I sometimes think whether my old dad's family name was Quirt and S is my initial. I grew up thinking that anyway. But then, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Has he fallen asleep? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. You're literally lying half naked in his arms and he falls asleep. I feel that maybe we should help him along, don't you? Here, let me just... There. That ought to do it. You can feel the effects of my spell, can't you? digging into your back. Oh yeah, sorry. He's hung like a brick shithouse. Technically, it's thicker than it is long. Think a beer can or an energy drink. And this is where I leave you. Good luck.
Is that you, little traveller? Sorry. Sometimes that happens. I feel like sometimes I don't have any control over it. You don't mind, do you? Sorry. No, it's fine just where it is. Sorry, little traveller. I know it's very intimidating. But don't worry. Unless you like the feeling of it. Oh, little traveller. The way you grind into me. Oh. Sorry, I'm not used to it. I am bigger than most. I'm surprised you haven't run scarpering into the woods. I know I will not hurt you. I would not hurt a fly. You feel how thick I am. Does that not make you afeard, little traveller? The way your hand traces along the shaft. I assure you, I am unpracticed, if you get my meaning. No, don't stop. There's something about you that feels right. I do not believe in fate, but I feel that we were meant to be together tonight. Do you like the feeling of my length against you, little traveller? The way you move your hips tells me that you do. I will be honest, I'm scared. I have never lain with someone before, not in the way that you seem so adamant to pursue. I am afraid that I would hurt you. I have had many romantic encounters turn sour because they have seen how large I am, that I would break them. But you do not seem afraid, little one. That is good. No. Let us
enjoy our bodies close together. I enjoy your smallness against me. I enjoy your hand rubbing against my cock. Oh. We can explore together, no? Oh, you tease me, little traveller. Shall I wrap my big arms around you? Feel my big hands against your chest. The way you breathe. The way you push yourself into me. You fit so perfectly. Like the corner piece of a jigsaw puzzle. You're fitting just so right. Turn and face me, little traveller. Look at me. If you would do this, know that I will not hurt you. I will go slow and as gently as I can. And at any time, you can tell me to stop. Do you understand? Good. Would you kiss me? May I? That is magic. I hope my tusks have not got in the way. Where are you going, little traveller? I think you are too eager. I never knew kissing my neck would be so nice. I am as hairy as a bear, little traveller. Can you feel me? Beneath my britches. If you would unleash me, you unleash a monster. Have at it, little traveller. I'm yours. I told you. Do not try and take it all in your... Where you kissed the head so tenderly. Your hands are so nimble. Yes. Oh, you worked the shaft so excellently. You can try and take it into your mouth. Little traveller, your mouth is skilled beyond imagining. All the way your tongue from base to tip. Oh, so beautiful. Yes. Oh, God. I had never thought to come across such one as such as you. You're not intimidated in the slightest. Careful, my little one. Careful. You will. You'll make me come. It has been so long since I have received any kind of touch, let alone touch as adequate as this. Careful. I warn you, traveller, I warn you. You tease me. You tease me. No. I will drown you and come if you make me. Just lay down, little traveller. Slow down, little traveller. I said stop. Come here. I thank the stars I met someone like you. I should save more pretty men from wolves more often. Stand up, and do your britches, sir. Impressive for your size. Would you like a big half-orc bard to show you what a mouth can do? I think, from all of my time on the road, that the most sensitive part of a man is his balls. Big half orc tending to your cock. His own giant shaft waiting below you. Mm. Such a pretty man. I love the way you taste. Much better than rat broth. Little man, as tasty as you are, little man, as tasty as your cock is, there is only one thing I desire. Turn around. Good. Such a nice ass. Your mouth did an excellent job of my cock. How do you think your ass will fare? You've seen how thick it is. Do you think you can take me? Do not worry, little traveller. I have something that I think will make life a little easier for you. How about it? Good. I'm glad you're so eager. This is something that I was given from a very knowledgeable sex mage. He called it lubrication and told me that it would help. I am to apply it to you and to myself and go as slowly as you can take it. Are you ready, little traveler? I'm very glad to hear it. I think it would be best if you are on all fours. To begin with. It is a mighty tempting ass. Ha. And I will line myself up. Oh. 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 Oh, just feeling my cock against your lower back. Oh. Oh. Oh, little traveler. Fuck, it takes up so much of you already. Do you feel the lubrication against you? Being worked into you with my finger. Oh. And onto my cock. And now, I think we are ready. Oh. Oh. Oh, you're tight, traveler. Take my cock so nicely. Oh, I had never experienced this before. Oh. Oh. Oh, the lubrication. It allows my cock to slide in so nicely. Oh, for the very first time, I am inside somebody. I don't know what to do from here. Shall I start to thrust, little traveller? I have seen in pictures and drawings of the men, they place their foot against the woman's head as they fuck them. Would you want my foot against your face, little traveller? Oh, the angle. Oh, it allows me to go so much deeper. Oh, you wish me to thrust? To thrust, little traveller? Yes. I will go slowly. Fuck. Oh, you are so beautiful. You are the most beautiful creature in the entire world. Oh, to take my cock so expertly. I'm blessed. I am blessed. Oh, the way your hole squeezes me so tightly. I can barely contain it. I have never felt the touch of a man like this. I have never felt touch like this before at all. Brace yourself, little traveller. Allow me to scoop you up behind your arms. Do not be afraid. You can feel me. My chest against your back. Cock still inside you. Yes. Allow gravity to take hold. Yes. Wrap your legs around me behind me. Yes. You are so light. Do not worry. Do not worry. I'm just going to turn you around. Fuck. Yes. Oh, back down on my cock. Look up at me. Look up at me as I fuck you. I've got you. I've got you, little traveller. Look up at me. Yes. Oh, hold on. Yes, you got it. Oh, fuck. As I thrust into you from below. You like it? Yes. Oh, most beautiful creature of creation. I need to. I need to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I must place you down. I must place you down. That's okay. Gently. Gently against the grass. Oh, press pressing down on top of you. Makes my cock sink in so much deeper. Lift your legs. Lift your legs up. Yes. Wrap them around me. Wrap them around me, little one. Yeah. I'm close to coming, little traveller. Forgive me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I have filled you up. Oh, little one. I can see you are still hard. Did you not come? Well, do not worry. My constitution may be swift, but I am quick to recover. If you would have me, little one, I would lay with you all night, and I will fuck you under these stars. Again, and again, and again.